This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Gillian Coldsnow. A measure reinforcing that Colorado K-12 schools must use a student's preferred name cleared its first committee at the State House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would ask schools to come up with a policy for preferred names on unofficial documents, such as rosters and student IDs, without a legal name change. A youth advisory council proposed it. High school student Megan Taylor helped craft it.
Transgender youth that live in environments where their chosen names and pronouns are respected attempt suicide at half the rate of transgender individuals whose chosen names and pronouns are not respected. This bill is truly from a place of love, care, rights, and respect.
Opponents say it would infringe on parental rights and allow young people to make important decisions without guidance. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
President's Day is one of the biggest snow sports weekends of the season. This year, visitors will find fully staffed resorts. Statewide, the number of jobs in leisure and hospitality have finally surpassed pre-pandemic levels. Sarah Beatty is a spokesperson for Colorado Ski Country USA. She says resorts are ready for the influx of visitors, in large part because they're invested in staffing.
They have made sure that they've increased pay and they've invested in things like employee housing and in some cases employee childcare, among other things.
That's helped increase the quality and quantity of workers in the industry. For visitors, consistent snowfall has done the rest. This is CPR News and KRCC.